Foreplay. With Pierce McCarthy. Let's talk about the four songs that you wrote that are most personal to you. Foreplay.
Hey there, how's it going? And you're very welcome to yet another bonus episode of Foreplay. I'm going to take a look at episodes 11 to 15, where I've chosen my favourite song from each episode. And we're going to start at number 11, where I had Dave Aiken as my guest. And the song that I've chosen is Give Me the News.
Into these arms and was someone else. That song's about my dad. At that time, both my mum and dad, their health had really deteriorated, you know, and my dad, who had been my, so he, my dad, I come from a musical family, you know, my brothers play, and my dad, when I was a kid, he played bagpipes. He was a world champion, a European and British champion in the bagpipes in the 60s. But then as a kid growing up in the 70s, he back in the 50s played in skiffle bands, played acoustic, sort of skiffle music. But then in the 70s, he joined with our neighbour. they had a little trio called the Star Trio, and they would do weddings and all sorts of things, you know. And that was, and at that time, my interest in music was just going off the Richter scale because, you know, bands like Slade and all that sort of stuff were going on in the early 70s. Then I discovered Thin Lizzy. It was good having an older brother because they opened doors to music. Like the first time I heard Jailbreak in 76, I was what, 10? And I'm getting this music. I'm like, wow, this is. And then he introduced me to Rush.
That's one of our common goal things, know, isn't it? Rush.
And then he sat me down one day in 1978 and he said, listen to this. And this is quite relevant, I suppose, because he passed away there recently. He dropped the needle on this record and it was the first time I ever heard Van Halen, first Van Halen album. And it was like, it was a jaw-dropping moment, you know. What is this sound? How is this guy even doing that, you know? So that song, Give Me the News, you know, it was all about my dad and how he, you know, he was sick at the time, very sick. And as I said earlier, you write about what you know.
Okay.
Well, at least I do anyway. I'd been messing with this song. Every time I played this song live, because I always had to, it was tuned completely different. So I would do, and sometimes in the heat of the moment, you think you've got the tuning right. And then you're like, oh, shit.
Next up, after our little trip to Milton Keynes, we now head over to Germany for my next guest, Linda Cullen, and the song that I've picked is Sometimes.
Can't stand to feel such pain. particular, the first line of it came when I was sitting on the beach in Ballymoney in County Wexford, and I was home from Korea for a visit, and I was sitting there looking at the waves, and I wasn't feeling the best, you know. I was up and down, let's say, very much up and very much down, and those kind of extremes were wearing me down a lot, you know. And so I started it there as a kind of a prayer, I suppose, to the waves, you know, wailing waves, won't you hear me when I call, you know, to give me some kind of answer, you know. And I had that first verse for probably a year until I picked it up again. And I think that song was probably written over the course of 5 years.
Wow.
It was a long time in the writing. Every time I went back to it, it wasn't hit by inspiration. I wanted it to be a kind of prayer of sorts, asking God or the earth or nature or whatever to kind of keep me on an even keel, because I was always so, so up and down. And so when I sing it live, very often people come to me kind of quietly afterwards and they say that it meant a lot to them. So I feel then that I was able to get some kind of message across, you know. And so it's quite personal.
The thing that I love, and I always love when people refer to water, because for me, I'm drawn to the sea, and I'm somebody who can't swim, right? But I'm drawn to the sea. And what draws me to the sea, I find all the time, is that the waves crashing in. And I just think it's the most natural rhythm that's there. And it's the thing that calms me and kind of brings me back to an equal standing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm the same as you. I'm so drawn to the sea and I'm missing it so much because we're totally landlocked here. Now we have the forest, and that also is just, you know, wonderful to have it on our doorstep. But I also can't swim. But there's something about the sea, I think, that reminds us that I think when you look out at the ocean and you see the vastness of it all, you somehow, in a very comforting way, feel like a very tiny part of it all. And I think that takes you out of your own head, which is full of your own worries, and you realize that, you know, you're a small part of it and everything is working as it should.
Yeah.
You know, if you could just trust it.
Now, our virtual journey took us to West Cork for episode 13, where Jordan Run was my guest, and the song I've chosen is Deep.
Swimming in the water, you looked at me when everything was vacant. My eyes closed, your eyes closed. If I could only tell you then that it was easy. You always seemed to make the best part of me shine. There's a reason why I want you to be near me. There's a deeper story locked behind these eyes. So I'm in deep, swimming in the water. My mind's free when you're around. No sleep, talking for hours. I just wanna stay up all night. In deep, swimming in the water. My mind's free when you're around. No sleep, talking for hours. I just wanna stay up all night. All night. I just wanna stay. Darkness of that ceiling, I guess my demons were just trying to erase me. Was struggling to say what I was thinking to her. Well, I'm trying to keep my head above the water. You always seem to make the best part of me shine. It's hard to think another summer's over. We just gotta keep on looking for the light. So I'm in deep, swimming in the water. My mind's free when you're around. No sleep, talking for hours. I just wanna stay up all night. All night.
picked Deep because I suppose it was my kind of take on writing something that was current, I guess.
Okay.
Like, I mean, at the time, this was kind of in the midst of my kind of journey of kind of where I am getting to now, but I kind of felt like I was hitting all the right markets with the lyrics, the production, and the timbres of what was going on, you know, this sort of more 21st century take on drums. Mm. And then, like, the vocals, the whole song is essentially sort of a struggling relationship. And what kind of inspired it, funnily enough, I was watching Afterlife, you know, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
I actually gave that show a go a year before, and I didn't really like it. And then I watched it a year later with my ex at the time, actually, as well. We were both really emotional watching it, you know. We were actually both quite upset. And I think we kind of got into some very deep, hence the word, kind of conversations about our feelings that we mightn't have gotten to do without the show being there, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So the Deep was kind of a metaphor for, I suppose, deep within your emotions. And I know, like, as men, well, I myself and I would struggle to gauge them sometimes. And it definitely brought out a beautiful side of the relationship. And, yeah, I guess it's just kind of a story of kind of hope and kindness and love.
You say, and unfortunately it is a well-known fact, it's harder for men to get in touch with their emotions, right? Is it easier for you to do it through song as opposed to sitting down and talking?
Yes, I would think maybe a year ago I would have said music would be easier for me. But I think the journey, like with this song, like this time last year to now, I would find it a lot easier to speak my mind and kind of open up about what's going on around me, you know. So I do thank music, because certainly I'd say yes and no, music was first. And then I learned through expression in that way to be more expressive in a face-to-face way.
Now, I guess through writing and through your musical process and journey, it probably gave you the confidence to be able to speak out when you need to.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Because I would have been kind of quiet at times, and growing up, I didn't really have the best of mental health. I just wasn't really aware of what that was even. I don't think I was even aware of the word anxiety. Mm. I didn't even think those things existed, nor could they happen to me. Do you know, that kind of stage?
Yeah.
Well, no, definitely songwriting for me is a bit of therapy. And I think if I can, in the last while, I've gotten more messages from people saying, like, this song has helped me, particular that one. And there's another song as well that people have kind of been like, you know, those lyrics, they really mean a lot. And they brought me out of dark places, you know. And if I can do that, I could tell a story, an honest story that could help somebody in some tiny way, then that's all I ever want from it.
Episode 14 saw us virtually travelling all the way across the water to Brighton, where I chatted with Lyra, and the song that I've chosen is Falling.
She can fill you with a dove, but it will never be enough. I love Falling. It's like, it's my dad's favorite song. It's so weird. Like, he's like, that's the one, baby. That's the one that gets my feet going. It's the one. And it's just a song, I suppose, for me. I was going to this point where, like, I basically had seen the sky. And like I say to everyone, like, I'm the type of person, like, one shift and I'm in. Like, that's it. We're getting married.
You fall in love easy.
I do. I'm a massive lover. Like, I'm so bad. I'm like needy.com. Oh, God. Every guy is like running away from me. So anyway, and then my friend ended up finding him on Tinder and I was devastated. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. Like, what in the name of God have I done wrong? And I went through a phase where I was like, okay, but what if I go like a bit blonder, or what if I'm a bit funnier, or what if I act like the cool girl that kind of doesn't really care? I'm like, yeah, cool, you do you, I do me, when deep down I'm initially like raging. And I kind of was like going about that, and I was like, okay, what if I dress like this kind of thing?
Yeah.
And this was like a conversation I was just having like in my mind, and I kind of sat back and I was like, what the hell are you saying? Like, you're absolutely nuts. Like, you know, if you go changing for this guy, it's just not going to work anyway, because you're not going to be able to keep it up. Number one, you don't wear those type of clothes. Number two, your boobs aren't that big. Like, get over yourself. It's not going to happen. And you can't bleach your head anymore. It's going to fall off. So I kind of was like, yeah, I'm right. So I wanted to write something about that, but it kind of in a bit of a sexy way. Like, I didn't want to be sitting at home and being like, a ballad, like being like, he didn't pick me, he picked somebody else. So I kind of had this image in my mind of like these two girls and like this one guy in the middle, and I was just like, was messing, and I was like, do you like me with boobs? Do you like them when they're flat? And this is like, I was just messing, going around them like, do you like me like this? And I was like, actually, it's a really good melody. So I was like, kind of just went with it, and then the chorus just came like, I'm falling, falling, falling. It's kind of like, I was falling for him, but I was also like, I was falling. I was like losing my mind. I was like, why am I thinking that I need to be this person? You know, run to the beat of your heart. Like, you have to be true to yourself, is kind of like the message that I was getting across. And then that's how I kind of end up writing Falling. I just took a bit of more of a lighthearted approach to it and wanted it to be a bit sexier and sassier.
And our final visit takes us back to Cork, where I chatted to Mark from the Dagenham Yanks. And the song that I have picked is We Are the Love.
You go to a place when you're old. You go to a place when you feel poorly. It's a place subsidized or insured. Is that the place you want to go? It's easy to see, darling, good. It's easy to see, but never easy. Like Patty's Stone's jaw, it is bad. Sit up because it goes so fast.
mess it up because it goes so fast.
2, 3, 4, we are, we are, we are.
I wanted to create the band. I wanted to create a vibe, a very vague vibe of the culture of the band, I suppose, really.
Okay.
And in a very vague, simple manner, I wanted to kind of go, you know what? Okay, I might be dealing with lots of dark themes and through some of the songs, but you know what? If you can transcend that and have a kind of a, what I call back then, a kind of a company mission statement, it was actually called We the Dagenham Yanks, but someone accidentally put down the title We Are the Love, so it just stuck. And it probably is fate that it's called We Are the Love, because we were trying to create something that was transcendent.
Yeah.
The message is, look, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to create cerebral songs that are very positive and uplifting, despite you might be dealing with darker themes. So it was like, kind of get that kind of vibe going on there, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then the inspiration behind it was that Hallie Murphy, she's the vocalist, her niece was in the band. She was like helping out with the vocals, and she introduced me to a capo. So she said, Mark, you know, if you bring this up the fretboard, you can might be able to sing without dying, because it's stuck your keys and stuff, you know. And okay. So I put up the fret number 7, and I had an E minor chord, and I was playing with it. I was trying to, you know, try and be mod and a kind of a bit of a weird beat. And then it just came out, you know, bizarre how, but it all kind of came out at the same time, the verse. The chorus, and I was like, Jesus, where's this coming from? So that was like a moment of inspiration. I went, God, this is really catchy. It's really fun. It's really clever, but it has a really positive statement.
And when you write songs, you know, the way people have a certain way, like it can be 3 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, they'll write the music first, or they'll write lyrics first and then put the music. What's your style, or do you have one?
I have definitely ADHD, you know, in general life. So I can barely dress myself sometimes. So I'm very scatty, and I don't know chords. I scold myself for not studying music better, you know. I'm very limited musically, that's why there's a band. So my kind of vibe is I probably plot away strumming on the guitar for a while and then leave it. But then eventually I might have a period of about 10 minutes where everything comes and flows.
Mm.
So most of the songs, there's this 10 minutes of inspiration whereby I don't know how I'm writing the songs. The chords just come naturally.
Okay.
I still don't know what the chords are. And that's happened with We Are The Love, certainly was like that, you know. It's just an instinctive song, I think, really, as such. So it happens like that. It probably congeals the back of my brain, all this random rubbish. Somehow then it comes in and it comes back then later in a constructive manner. In fact, my daughter bought me a book for my birthday, and it was Malcolm Gladwell. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's an art critic. And it's called, I haven't read it, it looks really complicated, but it's called Thinking Without Thinking.
Okay.
And he has a theory about creative creations, that if it's, it can have like that, that just subconscious processes all random stuff.
Yeah.
So I must read that, because I think that that ties into certainly the way I kind of write is just, oh my God, how is this happening? Blah, blah, blah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of 4Play. If you're an artist or a band and you're interested in getting in touch, then you can do so in many different ways. You can email me at podcast4play@gmail.com, on Twitter at podcast4play, on Facebook at 4Play Music Podcast, and on Instagram at 4Play Music Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again, and we'll chat soon.